The Vancouver Canucks are once again making a run at the Stanley Cup, and many in the metro area are hyped for the games. With tickets to home games at Rogers Arena rare and expensive, many fans are left looking for a spot to watch and celebrate in the city. While the city of Vancouver did light up City Hall, the Burrard Bridge, and Bloedel Conservatory blue and green, not much more can be expected from the municipal government, at least during Round 1. We are working in collaboration with the Canucks for Round 1, including supporting their creation of the Toyota Party on the Plaza activation, which has been well attended by thousands of fans, with family-focused activities, states the city in an email to VIA, referring to the area outside the arena. We continue to discuss with all parties what may be possible for future rounds. It appears most other city governments in the region are following that lead, as there are limited free public watch parties this year. There are three places to watch games, that aren't pubs or bars, that will have all the games up to watch, and one other location is holding special viewing parties only for away games. A game at Rogers Arena. While it won't be in person, Rogers Arena is opening up for Game 3. Tickets are on sale now for the massive watch party, which will see the arena filled with fans for the first game in Edmonton. Tickets are $20 and doors are at 5:30 p.m. Official City of Vancouver parties. Mayor Ken Sim announced May 8 that there would be official City of Vancouver watch parties starting for Game 3, May 12. The big one will be held in the residential area of South Cambie at Oak Meadows Park, Oak Street and West 37th Avenue, where 2,000 will be able to gather. The first will start at 6:30 p.m. on game day. The game starts at that time. Future game times have not been announced yet by the NHL, so neither have watch party times. Additionally, the city has announced, select community centers will host Canucks game gatherings. Seven community centers are currently set to show the game in their lobbies for Round 2, says the city. They will be Hillcrest Community Center, Roundhouse Community Center, Killarney Community Center, Kitsilano Community Center, False Creek Community Center, Creekside Community Center, Harrisdale Community Center, Burnaby's New Rec Center, the new Rosemary Brown Recreation Center, 7789 18th Street, will be opened up for games this round, according to the City of Burnaby. Live television broadcasts on large format screens on the second floor will take place each game day and continue throughout the series, states the city on a Facebook event page for the first game. The free family-friendly events start a half hour before game time. The cafe in the center will be open for snacks and beverages. The amazing Brentwood. The local mall might be not the first place one thinks of for watching playoff hockey, but if you need a place to watch the Canucks, the amazing Brentwood in Burnaby will again be screening games at the Plaza for the Canucks Oilers series. In an email to VIA during Round 1, staff noted they aren't watch parties, per se, but the games will be broadcast there. This round, something more may be in the works. We will continue to display the games on the big plaza screen. Please keep an eye out for further details on our social media, a spokesperson tells VIA. North Vancouver joins in. Just before the dramatic Game 1 win, the City of North Vancouver announced a watch party at the Shipyards area would be taking place for Game 2. Grab your blanket or lawn chair, slap on your favorite Canucks gear and head down to this free community event with Mayor Linda Buchanan, reads a tweet from the city. A 144-foot projection screen will be set up in the Shipyard Commons for the May 10th game. The watch party is happening at the same time as the Shipyard's Night Market, which will be launching for HTE 2024 season that night. Outdoor community watch parties in Delta. Some of the biggest Canucks celebrations during Round 1 were at the border of Delta and Surrey, near where the city of Delta held watch parties. Those gatherings are happening again for Round 2, starting with Game 1. the Social Heart Plaza at the North Delta Recreation Center, next door to the Delta Police Department and near the border with Surrey, will play host to free, family-friendly outdoor watch parties. Bring your friends and family to settle in for an evening of thrilling hockey action and community celebration, states the city on its website. Only lawn chairs and blankets are permitted, they add. Delta Police and the Surrey RCMP have already noted they will be doing enhanced patrols on playoff game nights. Watch party and nachos in Poco. Port Coquitlam will also continue hosting indoor playoffs watch parties for the foreseeable future. The free events will be hosted at the Port Coquitlam Community Center, 2150 Wilson Avenue, inside near the center's concession. There'll be a big screen for fans, seating set up, and the concession will have deals for the free event. New Westminster Holding, viewing event. The Anvil Center in New Westminster, conveniently located next to the New Westminster SkyTrain station, will be hosting a Game 2 watch party. The free family-friendly venue, with capacity for 200, will have its concession open and a kids' area as well. It'll open at 6 p.m. for the game at 7 p.m. Maple Ridge joining in. Maple Ridge's Greg Moore Youth Center, 11925 Haney Place, is hosting game night watch parties starting May 8. Join us in the multipurpose room. Use the side doors to directly access. Follow the directional signage, states the city on social media. No outside food or alcohol is allowed at the free event, but there will be snacks and drinks for sale. Potential watch parties. Rogers Arena held watch parties during the first round, but nothing has been announced. No events are planned for the arena on May 12, though AEW Wrestling is in the building May 11, when Game 3 will take place in Edmonton. On May 14, Game 4 in Edmonton, the Stars on Ice are at Rogers Arena. If there is a Game 6, which would be in Edmonton again, it would be May 18. There are no events booked at Rogers Arena that day. During the May 8 press conference, Mayor Ken Sim announced the PNE would hold watch parties if the team gets to Round 3. While discussing the successful North Delta watch parties, Delta Council pondered similar events in South Delta, but no announcements have been made. Vancouver is Awesome will update this story as new watch parties are announced. With files from Mike Howell.